The man behind me is standing close enough to moisten the skin on my neck with his breath. I move my feet forward an inch and press myself into the grey overcoat that smells like wet dog. It feels like it hasn't stopped raining since the start of November, and a light steam rises from the hot bodies jammed against each other. A briefcase jabs into my thigh. As the train judders around a corner, I'm held upright by the weight of people surrounding me, one unwilling hand against the grey overcoat for temporary support. At Tower Hill, the carriage spits out a dozen commuters and swallows two dozen more, all hell-bent on getting home for the weekend.
"Use the whole carriage!"
comes the announcement. Nobody moves. The grey overcoat has gone, and I've shuffled into his place, preferable because I can now reach the handrail and because I no longer have a stranger's DNA on my neck. My handbag has swung round behind my body, and I tuck it in front of me. Two Japanese tourists are wearing gigantic rucksacks on their chests, taking up the space of another two people. A woman across the carriage sees me looking at them. She catches my eye and grimaces in solidarity.